From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voanews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo says Indonesian 2024 elections to be the biggest ever. The House urges national governments to update voter data. Now, the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has asked the General Election Supervisory Agency to exercise caution during the 2024 general elections and regional head elections. The elections will be the largest ever democratic fiesta in Indonesia, if not the world, he said during the National Consolidation Meeting of the agency in Jakarta on Saturday. The General Election Supervisory Agency will play a central role in supervising the general elections to ensure they are of good quality. The head of state said that the quality of general elections serves as an important political foundation in the life of the state and government. The president further said that public trust is key to the democratic process. Reliable elections will yield strong legitimacy. President Joko Widodo has asked the General Election Supervisory Agency to strengthen public participation in overseeing and preventing money politics during the 2024 general election process. Money politics has been a nuisance during the implementation of every election, he noted at the 2022 General Election Supervisory Agency National Consolidation on Saturday. The agency and the General Election Commission must make clear, detailed, and effective regulation on the prevention of money politics to prevent multiple interpretation of the rules, he said. These rules and sanctions must also be widely disseminated to the public so that no violators can get away without punishment. The general elections will be held on February 14, 2024. The General Election Commission has declared that 17 national as well as 6 local political parties are eligible to participate in the election. Deputy Chief of the House Commission 2, Samsu Rizal, has appealed to Regional Commission and Regional General Election Commission to register voters ahead of the 2024 general elections. Samsu Rizal noted during a working visit on Saturday in Pontianak, West Kalimantan, updating population data is very important since several voters changed their electoral district and had died before the elections. In addition, several citizens who are currently aged 17 years and retired police and military members with the right to vote have not been registered as voters. Chief of the Presidential Staff Office, General Muldoko, stated that education and dissemination of information on the importance of consuming alternative staple food were deemed necessary to reduce people's dependence on rice. Muldoko made the statement while giving a public lecture to students of Manado State University, North Sulawesi Province, on Friday. As quoted from a statement received on Saturday, the Presidential Staff Office had lauded the college for its contribution in strengthening national food security by increasing sorghum cultivation. Muldoko remarked that the attempt showed a concrete realization of the university's commitment to participate in maintaining food security and disseminating alternative staple foods to the public. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Top officials at high-stakes UN biodiversity negotiations said on Saturday they were confident of securing a major deal to save the natural world from destruction. Observers had warned the United Nations Biodiversity Conference or COP15 talks aimed at sealing a peace pact for nature risked collapse due to disagreement over how much the rich world should pay to save ecosystems in developing countries. But the Chinese chair of the conference said on Saturday he was greatly confident delegates would reach a deal, and his Canadian counterpart said tremendous progress had been made. Ecuadorian President Guillermo Lasso will meet with President Joe Biden at the White House on Monday to discuss security and other issues, delicately trying to balance his nation's deep interests with both the United States and China. Lasso arrives in Washington with a list of priorities. At the top is securing help in battling drug cartels that have waged open warfare in Ecuador's streets and prisons. Last item. The search for missing campers caught in a deadly landslide at an unlicensed campsite in Malaysia continued for a third day on Sunday, with the fire department saying the chance of finding survivors is slim. At least 24 people died after a landslide tore through a campsite early on Friday while campers slept in tents at Batang Kali, a popular hilly area about 50 kilometers north of capital Kuala Lumpur. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This week's spotlight is on President Joko Widodo promotes equality, inclusive and sustainable economic recovery in ASEAN-European Union Summit. Commemorating the 45th anniversary of the partnership between ASEAN, or the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, and the European Union, President Joko Widodo from Indonesia as chair of ASEAN 2023, encouraging partnership between the two parties based on the principle of equality. He stated it while delivering his speech at the opening ceremony of the 45th anniversary of the ASEAN-European Union Commemoration Summit in Justus Lipsius Atrium, Brussels, last December the 14th. President Joko Widodo said, for decades, Southeast Asia has become an economic powerhouse. According to the president, September this year, the ASEAN-EU Business Council released a survey results on business perception in ASEAN, and 63% of respondents see ASEAN as the region with the best economic opportunities. Southeast Asia will remain a center of growth. To that end, the president encourages equal and mutually beneficial partnership. Meanwhile, in the plenary session of the ASEAN-European Union 45th Commemoration Summit, President Joko Widodo conveyed two important things. First, he called for the ASEAN-European Union partnership to contribute to an inclusive economic recovery. Amid the threat of recession, the president pushed for policies that facilitate trade and investment. Related to this, President Joko Widodo expressed his views on the European Union's deforestation regulation proposal, which actually has the potential to create obstacles. According to him, Indonesia wants to emphasize that inclusive and value-added development will support the resilience of the world economy in an equitable manner. It is in this regard that Indonesia will continue to develop the downstream industry. More, President Joko Widodo said, only by downstreaming, Indonesia can make a leap in welfare and encourage more inclusive development. In addition, President Joko Widodo encouraged the ASEAN-European Union partnership to build a greener and more sustainable future. The energy crisis, according to the president, is a necessity, but energy transition must be carried out in a fair manner. He appreciated the European Union's support for the Bali Energy Transition Roadmap produced by the G20 summit last month. President Joko Widodo also encouraged the ASEAN-European Union partnership to work together for a more prosperous and sustainable future of ASEAN-European Union and the world. That was this week's Spotlight. I'll start today in history with December the 18th, 1946, the birth of Steven Spielberg. Steven Allen Spielberg is an American film director, screenwriter, and producer. He is considered one of the founding fathers of the new Hollywood era and is regarded as one of the most popular directors and producers in film history. He has received 3 Academy Awards and 1 Honorary Lifetime Award. Throughout his 4 decades of career, he has raised various themes in his work. Turning to December the 18th, 2000, International Migrant Day celebrated for the first time. International Migrant Day was established through the UN General Assembly on December the 4th, 2000. The background of this commemoration is the magnitude and increasing number of immigrants in the world. On December the 18th, 1990, the General Assembly adopted an international convention on the protection of the rights of migrant workers and members of their families. International Migrant Day is commemorated in various countries, governments, and non-governmental organizations through the dissemination of information regarding the human rights and fundamental political freedoms of immigrants. This commemoration is also a moment to share experiences related to the issue of migrant protection. Thank you. Today in History with December the 18, 1973, the Islamic Development Bank founded. The Islamic Development Bank is a multilateral development financing institution located in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. The company was founded in 1973 by the Ministers of Finance of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, with the support of the King of Saudi Arabia at that time. This bank started its activities on October 20, 1975. There are 56 member countries that are shareholders. As of the May 22, 2013, the bank has tripled the profit from authorized capital and can serve Muslims in member and non-member countries. That was Today in History.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply an email from Claudio Martijena in Argentina. He was listening to our broadcast in Spanish through frequency 3325 kHz with SINPO 15331. Hola, Señor Claudio Martijena. Thank you for your reception report. As information, Spanish programs are also broadcasted through website voinews.id, so please visit our website. As appreciation, I will play a beautiful song special for you. Happy listening!
Gemar sekali kita bersilat lidah sejak langit gelap hingga kembali cerah. Oh, gemar sekali kita berbeda pandang, semula meradang terkadang kembali tenang. Oh,
entah untuk siapa menebak-nebak
sudahi saja.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on the World Esports Championship race, the name of Indonesia to the world stage. Indonesia won the overall title at the 14th International Esports Federation World Championship Bali 2022, which ended last week in Bali. Not only that, Indonesia as the host of the World Esports competition has managed to break a number of records in its implementation. General Chairman of the Indonesian Esports Management, General Budi Gunawan, in a written statement in Jakarta on Wednesday, said that Indonesia's performance on the world stage is a matter of pride. Through this achievement, the esports management has proven its ability to carry out their vision and mission of developing esports in Indonesia. Meanwhile, the record-breaking in holding the World Esports Championship in Bali included the record for esports matches with the most participants, the record for the largest outdoor esports match, which is 9.2 hectares, as well as the record for the most offline esports matches with 164 matches in one day. This achievement has made the Indonesian esports management set a new standard for organizing world esports competitions. Meanwhile, the success in developing esports in Indonesia received recognition from the president of the International Esports Federation, Vlad Marinescu. According to him, the esports ecosystem in Indonesia has been able to ensure that this prestigious sport can continue to develop more rapidly. He said the Indonesian esports ecosystem was well organized, involved various elements, and gave appropriate and proportional appreciation to athletes. Other countries can use Indonesia as an example for developing infrastructure and establishing an esports federation in their countries, he said. The 14th International Esports Federation World Championship Bali 2022 this year was attended by 700 athletes from 105 countries. Taking place from December the 2nd until 11, the event at this time competes for 6 categories and is the biggest event in the history of world esports. That was My Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply to an email from Pravotorov Kostiantin in Ukraine. He was listening to our broadcast in German programs through 4750 kHz with SINPO 3433. Hello sir, wie geht's Ihnen? I hope your condition is healthy and happy, like me, who is also happy to receive your email. Thank you sir for those audios. As appreciation, I will play a beautiful song for you. Here is the song.
Cinta, tak perlu kau katakan semua itu, cukup tingkah laku. Sekarang apalah artinya cinta kalau hanya di bibir saja? Cinta itu bukanlah main-mainan, tapi pengorbanan. Semua bisa bilang.
Semua bisa bilang apalah artinya sayang tanpa kenyataan.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder today featuring Cambawe, culinary delight from the Buton Islands, Southeast Sulawesi. For most Indonesians, Buton is known as an island in Southeast Sulawesi, which is famous for its asphalt production. Buton is included in the administrative area of Southeast Sulawesi province. The largest city on the island is Bau Bau, which is the 8th largest city in Sulawesi Island and the 2nd in Southeast Sulawesi province. Of all the land in Buton Regency, around 42% is used for agricultural business, most widely planted with corn. Therefore, during the corn season, Cambawe, which main ingredients is corn, becomes the main menu for the people of Buton Island, Southeast Sulawesi. 90% of the ingredients for this dish are young corn. Cambawe is a traditional specialty of Buton Island, which has been around for hundreds of years. Cambawe is a type of snack food, usually is eaten at family events or when there is a big celebration, such as Idul Fitri. The host will prepare it in large quantities and the guests will gather to eat the food. There is an interesting tradition related to eating Cambawe. The host and hostess will usually feed the guests who come, just the first bite, as a symbol. The guest then would give some money to the owner of the house, also as a symbol. The exchange is meant to show sincere kinship. So in Buton, Cambawe is usually not for sale or traded. Making Cambawe isn't too difficult. At first, the corn husks were cleaned from the corn cobs. This corn husk will later become a Cambawe mold. Then prepare the corn for the mold. Add some brown sugar and grated coconut. Young corn will be grated or blended until smooth. Once smooth, the corn mixture is mixed with brown sugar and grated coconut. After that, the mixture is inserted into the corn husk, then steamed until cooked and served. This Cambawe has a distinctive taste. Apart from the sweet taste of young corn, there is also a coconut flavor mixed into this dish. Some say that this Cambawe will taste better when eaten with other food menus or condiments as chili sauce and even with fish sauce. If you want to take a vacation and enjoy the beauty of tourist attraction on Buton Island and taste various culinary delights, you should come especially when there is a major holiday celebration such as Idul Fitri, because at this time you will usually be presented with a variety of culinary delights that are rare and not traded. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Before we end our segment Listener's Mailbag, we will reply an email from Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. He was listening to English programs on November 23, 2022 at 1 to 2 p.m. UTC. Hello, sir. Glad to receive your reception report again about our broadcast with good comments and clear audio of our broadcast. So keep listening to Voice of Indonesia and please do not forget to send your reception report to us. Well, VOA listener, here is a beautiful song to color your day. Enjoy!
Ku telah menutup pintu hatiku untukmu sejak ku temukan dalam hatiku yada kamu. Kemana kamu pergi, ku tak tahu. Saat kau pulang kembali, pintu ku kunci. Jangan menunggu depan pintu hati. Jangan mengetuk dan memohon masuk. Jangan menangis depan pintu. Aku bukanlah kuncimu, kau bukan penghuni hatiku lagi.
That was the third song of the day from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we present you Miscellany.
Today's Miscellany is on University of Indonesia develops oxygen nanobubble generator for shrimp farming. The research team from the Faculty of Engineering University of Indonesia, together with Nanotech Indonesia Global, TBK, or NIG, conducted research and development of oxygen nanobubble generator technology for shrimp farming. The head of the research team, Dr. Tommy Abu Zairi, explained, this ONG tool is able to increase dissolved oxygen levels in water using the help of an oxygen concentrator. This oxygen concentrator is used to supply oxygen with levels above 90% of free air. oxygen nanobubble generator technology is capable of producing oxygen bubbles down to a size of less than 100 nanometers. Oxygen bubbles in nano size have better stability than macro size. The input of oxygen gas in the ONG device is generated from an oxygen concentrator with a purity of more than 90%. Several studies have shown that oxygen-rich water can prevent diseases that can interfere with the shrimp cultivation process and its application to faname cultivation in NIG-assisted ponds has shown a 2-fold increase in crop yields. Currently, nanobubble generators have been produced and marketed and are applied in shrimp pond cultivation to increase the solubility of oxygen gas in water and maintain the stability of oxygen content for a long time compared to conventional aerators. Bubble size at the nanoscale can increase the contact surface area. The application of this technology can improve the quality of life of fish and shrimp in ponds and increase crop yields. That was Miscellany Today.
Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a song by Cynthia Gabriella. Cynthia Gabriella Panggabean, born on March 19, 1999, is a newcomer in Indonesian music industry. She started her musical career since participating in the Indonesian Idol singing contest in 2018. After that, Cynthia continued to work through her YouTube account by covering songs that received a lot of attention from her fans. Cynthia Gabriella got the chance to cover Malik and Essential's hit song Terdiam in 2022. The song Terdiam version of Malik and the Essentials was released in 2005 and became one of hits at that time. The lyrics of the song clearly describe the story of someone who is in love. Well, listener, here is the upbeat version of the song Terdiam by Cynthia Gabriella and Malik and the Essentials.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kau boleh acukan diriku dan anggap ku tak ada, tapi takkan merubah perasaanku kepadamu. Ku yakin pasti suatu saat semua akan terjadi.
hanya milikku selalu. Terbawa arus derita dan terdampar di pangkuannya, tak ada satu yang bisa membuatku lebih bahagia. Walau cinta hanyalah kata, tak bisa
bisa kau lihat, hanya bisa kau rasa. Adanya hanya kau satu yang bisa membuatku lebih mengerti arti cinta. Oh, walau cinta hanyalah kata, tak bisa kau lihat, hanya bisa kau rasa. Berikanku seutuhnya, terimaku apa adanya, hanya kau satu yang bisa membuat.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Alami yang ku temui.